You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the equine network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, happy sixth Friday before Christmas, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek in Ocala, Florida.
You're just trying to stress me out. I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, November 7th, episode 3814, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
It's Friday, and another weekend of riding is a few short hours away. Jamie and Glenn are here to help you make it through the day. With some fun guests and some really bad ads. Enjoy the show.
Well, that's right. We do have a fun show planned for you today. We have Allison O'Dwyer and owner of Kentucky Performance Products, Adelia Nash, are going to tell us about their adventures at the Thoroughbred Makeover with Delia's horse, Sibelius, who we had on and talked about before, a really great racehorse. And then Delia's going to hang around and answer a listener question on nutrition advice for confined horses. And we have some really bad ads. All that's coming up on today's show. But before we get to that, Jamie, I have a couple of celebrity news items. So we talked in the past about Mark Wahlberg. All the rich people and celebrities have daughters that do show jumping, right? I mean, they all seem to. Well, Mark Wahlberg's no exception. His daughter, Grace, was injured in a horse show over the weekend. She's 15 years old, and she shared a photo of herself in the hospital. No, they didn't quite say what the injuries were, but she was in a sling in her hospital bed.
We fall off. That's what we do, and we break things.
Yeah. Well, the thing I thought was interesting about this story is not that. We wish her well, and it happens to all of us. But what he said last year while doing an interview after watching her at a horse show, it doesn't matter who you are, celebrity, wealthy person, billionaire, doesn't matter. You're still a dad. And this is what he said. He said, "I have never been more nervous, anxious, or stressed at any sporting event in my life, watching her ride." And I can say as a horse husband that we all go through some degree of that. So,
I don't think my husband gets nervous, and I'll tell you why. Because he thinks I'm like the best and nothing can happen to me. And I'm like, that's not true. Like, it is very like,
does he listen to our show?
I know, right? But he's like, yeah, whatever, go down, good luck. And I'm like, how are you not vomiting right now? I'm vomiting right now.
I think most of us are not like him, to be honest. And I think it's worse when you're a parent, right? I mean, that's even worse, watching your kid do a dangerous thing. So it doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter how rich or how much your celebrity is, you're still a dad. Also, there was an equestrian property that came up for sale in Los Angeles.
We've been talking a lot about the horse culture there, and seems like something I want to get involved in. So where can I buy this property?
Okay, well, you can buy this property. It's a 2,300, not very big, square foot, mid-century modern house. So this is not one of those mansions. It's built in 1951, so you can probably picture it in the hills above Los Angeles, one of those 1951 mid-century modern kind of new looking.
I've driven around the hills of LA, and they're all like super windows. Cute, like 50s houses. Yeah. And
Well, there are 2 acres of property in this, and it's in Brentwood. It's one of the largest parcels in Brentwood. So 2 acres. Your neighbors will be Ben Affleck, Ed O'Neill, Christian Bale, and singer-songwriter Randy Newman. Those are your direct neighbors.
You got a friend in me.
Now, this is what stuck out to me. I look at a lot of these to see if we're going to talk about them on the show, and they have to have something unique for me to talk about them on the show. This is $18 million, by the way,
to buy
this little 2-acre property with the small house on the hill.
I bet it is really
zoned,
pretty view.
And it's one of the last properties in Brentwood zoned for horses. And keep in mind, it's not quite 2 acres. It's zoned for 18 horses on an acre and 3/4.
Where are you depositing your manure?
I don't know. And then you got to figure the house and the barn and everything take up an acre. So you've got an acre for 18 horses.
Where are you putting your poo? That's my question. That is my question.
And then it's, you know, all of these houses are on the side of a mountain, right? So
see, there you go. You just chuck it down the hill.
I guess to your neighbor's house. You throw it over the fence to Ben Affleck's place, I guess. I don't know.
It's
that's what struck me about this was when I kept trying to find the number of stalls and they didn't say, but then when I saw it was zoned for 18 horses, I was like, oh my God, those horses are never going out. That's for sure. Anyway, I don't want it anymore. It's not enough space for the horses. I need a bigger lot.
That's why we turned it down.
Yeah. That's why we're not going.
The acreage.
We have a whole bunch of auditor birthdays this weekend. Happy birthday to Rena McFarlane, Rachel Wiley, Katie Moulton, Bethany Quinn, and Katie Bachhuber. Happy birthday to all of Woo-hoo. You.
I'm going to take you on a journey, Glenn.
Where are we going?
We're going to go just to my house.
Okay.
Just my daily lane, Winnie.
Around the corner.
Daily Winnie goes to my sweet husband who does laundry. I love that he does laundry. He does laundry because I don't do laundry.
I was going to say, is it self-defense that he does laundry?
It's pretty much self-defense. Now, in his this is kind of getting off topic, but last night he's got some laundry running. It's in the dryer. And I'm getting ready for bed. I let the dogs out. I bring them in. They get their fish oil supplements and their joint supplements. And they get all their things. And he was in the garage. And I was like, Chad, do you smell burning, like burning rubber? And he was like, yeah, I do. We're like, Lucas, come down here. He smells burning. Burning. It just, but it's like not like smoke. It was like potentially like wires in the dryer.
Yeah, it's so nothing worse than electrical burning smell.
And so Lucas starts Googling it. He was like, they said to feel, put your hand on all the outlets and feel if anything is hot there. So literally 2 hours. We are going around our house. I'm feeling the dryer on the wall. I'm feeling the washing machine. We've pulled it away from the wall. Chad has disconnected the dryer vent and the smell's not coming from there. We have a fridge out in our garage. I'm like, which is right outside the mudroom where the laundry room is. So I'm like, okay, so we go there. We pulled that fridge away from the wall. We unplug that. Can't smell anything there. Then I go inside and I'm like, we have an air fryer. Maybe it's like short circuiting. So I pull the air fryer out, take that to the garage. Just in case it like explodes. So I do the air fryer out to the side. And at this point,
every appliance in the house was in the garage at this point.
Everything is unplugged. I am feeling along the tops of walls. And I'm like, I don't know what it is, but we unplugged the dryer because I was like, that's got to be it. Because the dryer feels warm. It's the only thing that feels warm, but I can't really smell
running,
it. But
like, they feel warm after they're running.
Yeah. I mean, I know, but I didn't know. I was like, let's just unplug it and pull it away from the wall in case it like explodes. Because I just think everything's going to explode. And at this point, I have taken everything out of the kitchen. All the appliances are unplugged. The coffee maker's unplugged. I mean, like 2 hours, we're looking for this smell. And no matter where I went, I could smell it. And so that's why I was like, in the kitchen, I'm like, I kind of smell it over here. And then I went in the mudroom and I was like, I kind of smell it in here. Went on the garage. I'm like, I kind of smell it over here. And so it devolves into everything's unplugged and it's 11 p.m. and I'm exhausted and I'm going to bed. So I'm like, you guys do your thing. I go get in bed. 11 p.m. I climb in bed. I'm like, Lucas, good night. And he's like, oh, so he comes in the room. And so Homer has a little bed at the floor and Winks, my little black dog. She sleeps on the bed at my feet. And Lucas came in and he kisses her on the nose as he always does. And he's like, oh my God. I'm like, what? And he was like, oh,
it's a dog.
She got sprayed by a skunk when I let her out. I mean, no wonder I smelled it everywhere. She follows me everywhere. Glenn, I went into the garage. I smelled the garage. That's because Wings came with me. I go in the mudroom. I'm like, it still smells in the air.
It didn't smell like skunk, huh? Because that's distinctive.
It's like when you drive by a skunk and you smell the skunk, that smells like skunk.
Right.
When they get sprayed and it's wet on their face, it has a different smell.
Oh.
And it smelled like, I mean, it didn't, that's why I was like, it's got to be electrical because it smells like burning something, plastic, yeah, or rubber or something weird. Oh my God. And she was in my bed.
Oh no, you had to change. You didn't get to sleep at 11, did you?
No, my whole house smells at this point. I'm like, I've taken everything apart. I've done everything. I've gone in every room. Everything's unplugged. Half the crap is in the garage. And I'm like, I'm just so tired. I smell it everywhere. I smell it everywhere. Well, no wonder, because my dang dog is at my feet in every room. So I have to then take her outside. And the problem is she's a very emotionally fragile little border collie mix. And she really felt like she was in trouble getting a bath at 11 p.m.
Oh,
and I have that
God,
like nature's miracle. And I'm like, she didn't even wear a collar because she's always under my feet. And so I have to put a collar on her. And she's like, oh my God, I'm in trouble. And I'm like, everybody's like, oh God, yelling in her face. I have to take her outside to get the thing. We'd even unhooked the water thing from outside because I thought maybe in the garage it was like an electrical fire with like a water heater. So then I had to rehook all that crap up, or Chad did. Put the water on, give her a bath, put all the nature's miracle on her, and then shampoo her and all that. And then she had to go in the mudroom. So poor little thing is just, and she's still outside right now. She just thinks she did something really, really wrong.
Did she bark all night?
No, oh, she's just a very good girl.
Did you have to change your bed and everything before you?
Oh, no, oh, we're not changing that. Oh. We put it on the burn pit.
Oh,
like it is forever affected. She was still wet with the skunk stuff and climbed up in my bed. And again, I didn't notice it in these drunks there because the whole damn house smelled.
There went those blankets.
Chad's like, what do I do with it? I was like, you take it outside. And he was like, should we just put it in the burn pit? I'm like, that's exactly where it goes. We have a little burn pit. And so now my comforter
was
is sitting
on
the burn
couch
pit.
And stuff though too?
She doesn't get on the furniture, just my bed.
Thank
but she
God,
followed me everywhere. And I'm like, why does it smell the garage? Why does it smell in the mudroom? Why does it smell the kitchen? Why does it smell everywhere smell? Because she follows me everywhere.
Did you get it out? Does that nature's miracle work on skunk?
Yeah, that's what it's for. It's like a nature's miracle.
Yeah, I know
skunk
it works
spray
on,
for dogs.
Oh, skunk this spray. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. And but the problem is, they're like, don't get it in her eyes. Don't get it
How
in her ears.
How are you supposed to do that? You're washing your damn dog.
She literally got sprayed on her eyes, nose, and mouth and ears. How am I supposed to? So she still smells. She's got a few more baths coming, probably for the next 3 months. But yeah, because she just flat right in the face. I mean, Chad. Oh, God. Lucas was like, her breath smells like it. I think she got it right in the mouth. I mean, just right in the mouth.
They are not short-haired dogs, so there's that.
Oh, so gross.
Did any of the horses get it? Or
no, I don't know. I just let her out to go pee, and she came back in, and that's when I smelled
probably
the burning.
More up by your house than the barn.
So stupid.
You have woods by your house, too, don't you?
We have everything. We have open fields. Yeah. We have woods like 5 feet in front of me with the deer gate that happened last week. You know, there's, it's like, and apparently, so I was talking to somebody this morning and they were like, oh, I talked to Ginger. And I was like, don't let Winx in your house. And she's like, it's skunk breeding season.
Oh, so they're extra sensitive, the skunks.
That's fun.
You have pissed off skunks.
Oh.
Remember, I'm sorry, I'm laughing, but we've all been through it is why I'm laughing, because we've all had it.
You asked me before the show, because I don't tell you anything I'm going to talk about. You said, will you have anything to talk about after Daily Winnie's before we go to our guest? I'm like, yup.
I needed a good laugh this Friday at your expense, I guess. I'm sorry. We
you
all feel for
girl?
You, though. We really do.
Just continuing to be that girl. However, this time it was that husband and that son, too, because they didn't figure it out either.
We used to camp a lot. I had three brothers, so there were six of us that would go camping, and we used to camp a lot. And we went to Disney right after they opened the campground down there. It was probably the 70s. And we went down there and brought the big dog along. We had a big dog. and brought the big fat dog along. And sure enough, the night before we had had to drive home from Florida to Pennsylvania, the dog got sprayed by a skunk.
Oh, God.
The night before we drove home in the van with the dog.
Oh, wow. That's epic.
My mom was so happy. She was so happy for that entire drive.
That's fun.
We all have those stories, though, don't we, about skunks?
Yeah, that's fun. If you've had it was a farm, really fun.
I'm hoping buy 10 gallons of that stuff and just dunk her.
It's in my Amazon cart because I need more.
Just get a vat and dunk her. Oh my God, I did not see that coming. I was really expecting that he put something stupid in the washer and it went into the dryer and it melted. And that's what I thought you were smelling, like a pair of leather pants melting or something.
There is many ways that this could have gone, Glenn. Many ways it could have gone.
I was not expecting skunk. Well, coming up next, or first, we have Allison O'Dwyer and Delia Nash. Now, let me explain who they are. Delia Nash is the owner of Kentucky Performance Products. She took over from Karen, and she also owns racehorses, and one of the racehorses she owned and did very well with is Sebelius, and she was on talking about Sebelius when Sebelius went over and won the big race in Dubai. And then she got it home, and Allison took over Sebelius when Sebelius retired and brought Sebelius to the Thoroughbred Makeover that just was a month ago. So we're going to find out what happened.
I'm pleased to welcome to the show Allison O'Dwyer and Delia Nash, who is the owner and president at Kentucky Performance Products. However, we are not going to start out talking about that. We're going to talk about Sebelius. Allison, how was it?
Oh, it was awesome. It was a wonderful opportunity, and he is such a kind and special horse. I've had a great year with him.
Well, it all culminated with the Thoroughbred Makeover, and you did what I did when I competed, which was try two completely different things, which is you did dressage and also the freestyle. So let's talk about dressage first. Tell me about that.
Okay, great. Yeah, dressage I have a lot more experience in that competition specifically, but also outside of the makeover, I've got a lot of experience in dressage at this level. And so it was much more my comfort zone. I kind of knew how to try to get the best out of the horse that I had. And it was fun to be creative with the demo, but also work towards the standard test we do, which is the training level test too, as well.
Well, Delia, were you watching like a nervous mother? Was it more scary to watch him race, or were you more nervous to watch him compete in the makeover?
Equally as scary, but in a different manner. But it was it certainly wasn't a relaxed moment. I think the problem with watching him in the makeover was, let's just say, dressage wouldn't be my discipline, so I didn't fully understand what I was watching. So I was watching the people around me to see their reaction. When I could see that they were reacting positively, I was like, okay, we must be doing something good here.
I love it. Delia, remind us about Sebelius and his career on the racetrack, because you bought him at the Keeneland sale and he took you some cool places.
He did. I mean, to say that it was a trip of a lifetime with him would be the understatement, and to say he's the horse of a lifetime would also be an understatement. The only problem, the only bad thing about having a horse like Sebelius, now I want another one. So I'm chasing the next one. So Lord only knows how much I'm going to spend chasing the next one. But it was just very special all the way through. You know, I mean, he was an exciting horse from the get-go when he ran second, first time out, and then broke his maiden at Keeneland. But then he brought together a very special group of people. You know, we traveled like a crew, and we just had some great moments. And his last win in Tampa, we celebrated it like it was his first win. Every win was very, very special, and every moment with that horse is special. He's got something special. Other than his talent as a racehorse, he's just got a very, special way about him and a very special connection with people, I think.
And let's see. So he took you on quite the journey for his entire race career. But then I want to know, Allison, how did you end up training him?
Well, I've been lucky enough to be a part of the crew from the beginning, thanks to my husband, who was his race trainer. Delia trusted Jerry to be his race trainer from the very beginning. So Sebelius, you know, after he was broke initially, then he came to Jerry and traveled with us through Maryland. And he spent some time in New York, and then we went to Florida with him. And so I got to get to know him through my husband and see him, you know, training in the morning and then obviously attending his races. And even before Jerry and I got together, I was doing the thoroughbred retraining, kind of buying and selling and retraining off the racetrack. And I already had a extensive kind of competition record with the thoroughbred makeover. So, you know, Sebelius being a gelding, you know, I definitely was hopeful, but I was happy that his career lasted as long as it did, but I was definitely eagerly waiting there to help him transition after his career was over.
So you mentioned him being a gelding. When was he castrated, Delia? Did he come to you castrated, or did you guys make that decision? And if so, what made you make that decision?
We made that decision. So my partner in the horse, June Park, who's a fantastic guy, he puts up with me. We have some other horses together. He's just, I want to give a big shout out to June, because you just couldn't ask for a better partner. But we discussed, you know, he had a little issue in his knee on x-rays as a yearling, and we just discussed that it probably would be best to go ahead and castrate him, just to keep him from getting too heavy. And just give that knee the best chance. So we went ahead and did that right after we broke him. So he was castrated as a 2-year-old. And you know, a lot of people asked us if we regretted that decision after we won the Grade One in Dubai. And my response was, how could we regret anything after what we're after achieving? So not for one second did I ever regret it, because who knows, if we hadn't gelded him, who knows what would have happened. So no, there can be no regrets on the journey he took us on.
No, absolutely not. I mean, he won the Mr. Prospector Stakes twice. He went over to Dubai. He's done it all. I mean, from he's been to Penn National and Laurel Park, all the way to Keeneland and Del Mar and Churchill. Like, wow, he has been around the globe with you guys. It's so cool.
He's got a lot of sky miles and road miles.
Gotcha. So Allison, tell us about your freestyle, because I didn't get to see it.
It was my first time doing it. It's just kind of a catch-all discipline for people that might not feel like they fit in one of the standard English or Western disciplines that are offered. There is like a set list of compulsory movements that you have to kind of check off. And similar to dressage, you know, they want to see you trot and canter a circle each direction. They want to see you halt. They want to see a rein back, different things like that. So it actually does suit dressage riders a bit because of that similarity, and there's no like required jumping or anything like that. But I thought he would be a fun horse to do the freestyle with, because you're able to do it to music, and I just wanted to celebrate his race career and, you know, wear one of his racing towels, and Delia let me wear her racing silk. So it was opportunity.
It was very cute. I saw those pictures. And you were jumping in the freestyle. I saw you jumping over a barrel.
Yes. So he, I actually jumped him quite a bit through the summer, and I was very close to just entering one of the jumping disciplines, whether it was the hunters or the show jumpers. I wasn't sure, but In the end, I was worried about getting enough schooling shows and, you know, kind of preparing enough to be super confident and competitive in one of those divisions. And then I kind of also remembered, you know, that with his prolific career, and he's been so special to so many people, that, you know, I really thought the freestyle would be a fun opportunity to really showcase him as well.
So you've got him, and he finished. How did you guys finish up?
In the freestyle, he made the top 10. I think he was like sixth after preliminary competition. And we even like had a couple time penalties because there was like a learning curve on how it's set, the timing of it all. But I had a great crew helping me. And then I think we finished eighth after the finale. So considering we've never done that discipline before, I was quite happy. And you get a lot of people in that freestyle that do more like tricks, you know, like just different like horse tricks, and you know, all these kind of big tarps and capes and flags, and we didn't really do any of that. We just wanted to honor his race career and show a really good flat pattern and jump our barrels, which I thought was hard enough.
So what did you think Delia, when you were watching him in your silks going around? I mean, that had to be so wonderful.
It was. I mean, it was a special moment, and Alison did a great job honoring his race career with the music and just all of the racing, his wins playing in the background. So it was kind of the perfect finale to this chapter. But there's more chapters to come, hopefully. But it kind of, you know, brought the finale on his racing career, and it was just a pretty special moment.
So where is Sibilius now?
He is. He's still with Alison. He's gonna come to my place for a little winter vacation here, and then he'll move on to the next chapter in January.
Gotcha. And what do you know what the next chapter is yet?
We do. He's going to clock up some more road miles. He's going to head up to Virginia to Tim Burke at Burke Eventing, and Tim is going to see what he can achieve in the eventing world. So I'm excited. I've known Tim for a long time. He's a fellow countryman of mine, an Irishman, and he's a fantastic horseman. So we're kind of excited just to send him up there and see what he'll make of the eventing world.
Oh, that's so cool. What a horse. What an amazing horse. And that's what's so beautiful about the Thoroughbred, is how unbelievably adjustable they are. And they're so talented at so many things. Just they're bred to be athletes. And you guys have done a wonderful job showcasing that. And how cool that he's going to go do another sport. Like, boom. I mean, I raced one like $1.8 million. And then I kicked butt in the makeover doing freestyle and dressage. And now let's go. What the hell? Let's go event. That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's very like admirable about, you know, Delia investing in his you know, in his training and giving him a job and a path after racing, you know, because truly if they're well taken care of during their career and, you know, their bodies are looked after and they retire sound, like they've got a whole nother life left. And you know, I really think they've been really model owners in
absolutely
in following
the best.
Yeah, and preparing him for his next, you know, next career.
You say that, and I think that's so important, because I train off the track Thoroughbreds here in Oklahoma, and the horses that come to me, they did not have Delia as an owner, most of them. So, you know, a lot of it, their next career, if it, like you said, if they're looked after correctly and their bodies are taken care of, they can go on to do so much more. So I'm so glad that you're showcasing that. And you mentioned that as well, because it's just so incredibly important. And I'm just, I, salute both of you guys for doing such a great job, and you with your husband being a horse trainer, Allison, and you finding a way to get these horses another life. And then Delia, you having this amazing animal and continuing his education. I salute both of you. Great job. And I loved having you on. And now we're going to let Allison go because we have a listener question for Delia. And I know she's chomping at the bit to get out of here because she's sitting outside the Keeneland sale. She's going in to find her next Sibelius.
Thank you, Allison. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Well, Delia, I'm glad you hung around because we had a listener question. Of course, Delia is the new owner of Kentucky Performance Products. How long can we say new? It's not really new anymore. You're just the owner of Kentucky Performance Products at this point. So we did have a listener question. I wanted to ask you this because it was one that I thought you would be a good one for you. It's my horse is on stall rest for a slight suspensory injury. I'm cutting back on his hard feed, but are there some supplements that can help his injury heal best and any other nutrition advice for confined horses? There's really two questions there, whichever one you want to take.
Yeah, there are two questions there. I mean, we have the injury at hand, but we also want to make sure that we don't lay the groundwork for another injury afterwards. And by that, I mean, when we have a horse on stall rest, they don't have any natural stimulation for their bone. So when they're out and about in the paddock or they're being exercised, they're constantly stimulating that bone. But when we put them in a stall, that bone is going to demineralize. So a lot of people get very focused on treating the issue at hand, where in this situation, it's a soft tissue injury. But we also need to pay attention to the bone and keep that stimulated during the recovery process. And the good news is that the product that will help stimulate the bone will also have some benefit to the soft tissue healing. So we have a product called BoneWise that is specifically for bone development. And what it does is it resorbs the old and damaged bone, but lays down new, stronger bones. So it'll keep the bone stimulated while that horse is standing in a stall. The ingredients that are in it, specifically, there's a seaweed-derived mineral complex that contains silicon. And silicon is not only going to be important for the bone, but it's also going to be important for that soft tissue. So we're going to cover two things with that product. Then the other thing we want to take into account is this horse is not going to be getting access to grass. And one of the big benefits of grass is that it's our best source of vitamin E. So we want to make sure that that horse is going to be supplemented with Elevate during the stall rest so we maintain adequate levels of vitamin E and don't end up with a muscle-related issue after the initial recovery process. And then just a couple of other things to consider. Obviously, when we have a soft tissue injury, we've got some inflammation going on. So omega-3s can be very beneficial to help mediate the inflammatory response and take care of any inflammation in the body. So the product Contribute would be something to consider for that. And that's just a fantastic daily product anyway, just to cope with the daily trials and tribulations of wear and tear, and just to mediate the inflammatory response on a daily basis. And then we just want to make sure if the horse is on any medication, antibiotics or anything like that, that we might want to give it something for its digestive tract. But, you know, if it's not on medication, we don't really need to worry too much about that. But the main one that I would recommend is BoneWise, because it'll help treat it'll help support the recovery of the soft tissue injury, but it'll also keep that bone stimulated during that stall rest.
And BoneWise is a vet product, right? Is that one they have to get from
your
vet?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's part of our Wiser Concepts line, which is the veterinary line.
And Elevate and Contribute are both over the counter, so they can get those right off your website.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, I'll put links to all three of those in the show notes so y'all don't have to remember it while you're driving home. And we're going to let Delia head off now and buy a new racehorse. So,
yay! I can't wait.
Let's hope it's another civilian.
Do you have your great big bag of money, or you're carrying your cash? You're ready?
Yeah. I just need to keep my hands in my pocket, I think.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. And let us know how you make out, okay?
I will indeed. Thank you both very much.
All right. Thanks, Delia.
Even under the best circumstances, travel is stressful for horses. We've all been there, stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. You can make the journey knowing that U.S. Rider is there for you. Get peace of mind on the road with U.S. Rider's nationwide 24/7 roadside assistance coverage for both you and your horse. Join today at usrider.org.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when listeners submit ads from Craigslist or Facebook, and we just have a little bit of fun with them. We give away prizes every month, but I don't have the ones for this month. They haven't been sent to me yet, so I can't tell you what they are. So we'll just go right into the ads.
You're in running for it. And yes. Remember, if you send it in and you record it yourself on your phone and email it in, you get twice the entries. And if you record it in an accent that is not your own, you get three entries for that one.
And we don't have time all the time to get to all of them. So who do we are not getting to this week?
Okay, well, Sen sent one in, and his was not included because it was too dirty. And I don't know which, probably all of y'all sent that same one in because it was pretty popular. Kayla, Janelle, Kaylee, Michelle, and Lori all sent in ads that we won't get to either. For some reason, Jennifer didn't let us read the dirty ones. Andrew sent this one in. Oh my God, it's the West Virginia Horse Network. West Virginia Horse Network Facebook page. And it's a picture of a little Appaloosa pony that is tied to the trailer. Okay, three-year-old Appaloosa mare. She is around 13-2 hands. She's broke, but will need a kid who knows how to ride young horses. I've been using her as the lead line pony in my mobile pony ride business for the past year. However, she needs more of a job to do. Located in Kittysville. For more information, message me. Now, reading that, you're like, okay, that's not that bad. However, if you think about it, this is a lead line pony mobile birthday party ride business, and this horse needs a new job, needs more of a job. Reading between the lines, yeah. That pony has hurt children.
Yeah, that pony does not like kids.
That pony has hurt children. Get it out of the string.
That's why it says we'll need it's a kid much. Who knows how to ride.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Jessica sent the next one in.
Oh my God.
I know. All right. I'll try my best. This is a very well bred, like the kind you eat, papered, that's P A P E R D, Airb, A I R B. It's a papered Airb. What's an Airb?
I don't know.
She is a sorrel mare. She's never been lame, has good conformation, and is a great horse. She's got a lot of energy, and she's ready for a job. It's a papered Airb.
That horse will... That's terrible. That's just terrible.
It's just a bad ad. Spell check is a thing on phones, right? I mean, it fixes mine.
I mean... I think spell check was like, I got nothing. I don't know.
I don't know what an Airb is. I can't help you on that one.
Oh, I've never seen confirmatin.
Confirmatin.
Spelled yep. like that before. So way to go. Kaylin sent in the next one. And this is from Short and Sweet. And it's from the Maine Equine Livestock. And it's a picture, like one of those like posts where somebody has a, like their own personal emoji. And it's a girl smelling a flower. And it says, "Hello, I'm looking for a free gelding? Question mark."
That was it. It's the whole ad.
That's it.
Aren't we all? Oh, there's nothing free about a horse. Just have to remind her. I need to remind her of that. I wonder if she got one. And you know if she did, what it was.
It was free.
Shannon sent the following one in. She gets two entries into the prize pool because she recorded herself.
Hey guys, this is Shannon calling from Northern Virginia with a really bad ad. This is one in our local Northern Virginia Equestrian Facebook group. "So broke you can drink your last White Claw while you canter her. No, seriously, I've done it. Have video of it too. Anyway, this is Diva, a gypsy cross. She's 12.2 hands of shamelessly curvy, slightly lazy, undeniably fluffy..." I said fluffy, not fat. "Pony power. She is a typical pony, but isn't dangerous or mean, just the pony we all remember from our childhood. I don't have jumps currently, but the logs we jumped in the woods, she absolutely hunts down and soars over them with pony glee. We have ridden her through neighborhoods, down the road, in cornfields, through the woods, and everywhere in between. In the barn, Diva is quiet, friendly, and affectionate. On occasion, she plays catch me if you can in the pasture, but quickly realizes it burns up too many calories and gives up. She loves snacks and enjoys her people. She is a super cute little bay pinto pony, and they are asking $6,500 for her." All right, there we go. Hope you guys have a great day. Thanks so much.
No, this is
that's not your free one.
Can you picture this place? I mean, a guy. I can just picture this place. I can. And reading between the lines, the pony will maul you.
Yeah, see, basically, sorry. You're going to get hurt. There's many read between the lines in this batch here, and I feel like all of them point to you're going to be hurt.
Yes, that's the theme today. And that includes the one looking for a free gelding, because you are not going to get the well-trained one. You are going to get the lame, old, grumpy one that's going to bite your hand off. Adrian sent this one in. And this one is, she says, "Submitted by my husband for really bad ads. He's chronically on Marketplace and always finds the best ones." Well, thank you, horse husband. Appreciate it. Oh, it's our trailer of the week, of course. Okay, so this is a trailer of the week. Horse trailer, $650. "Good trailer. It's got new tires. Used it for hauling young cows. All boards look good. It needs a little work. No trades." It's $650, and let's start with the new tires. They may have been new like 20 years ago, 15 years ago.
Wait, they're saying those are new tires? They're buried in the ground.
I don't know how they're new, because it takes a year or two to get them that deeply buried in the ground. Yeah, they were new.
Many years.
You know, you can always say something's new. You don't just have to say how new.
I mean, when was it new?
Right.
It was new in 1984.
Right.
And
I have like a new wife.
You better watch it. That's not
she
funny.
She was new 35 years ago.
Don't play with that fire. So the trailer is like a standard two for... It might be a one-horse trailer because it's very narrow. But there's no roof, like, at all.
It's printed or painted very various colors of blue, black, and red.
And then some of the red is showing through the blue. Like, this is a mess. And for being new, and it hasn't been hauled because there are so many leaves, they've showed a picture of the floor. Like, we're supposed to know that the floor's good by seeing this picture because it's covered in leaves and pine straw. Like, old pine straw. This thing has been sitting there since 1994.
There's a reason they don't want to do a trade.
No trades. Kai sent the next one in, and this is on the Facebook page Horses for Sale in New England. Okay. "One seven-year-old woman's blue roan colored dress turning a little green from me traveling too much and not wearing it enough. size 14-3, snipped at the hem, embellished on two front sides. Very pretty. You will love it. Six, and then a various amount of emojis looking like zeros. And this is we can deliver. What the hell are they selling? Do you? I was reading it and I don't even know.
Oh, I got it. You know how you have to be clever when selling a horse nowadays. So let me translate for you.
Okay.
1 7-year-old woman's blue roan colored dress. So we have a 7-year-old blue roan horse. Turning a little green from me traveling too much means she's traveling too much and the horse is getting untrained as we go.
Okay, okay.
And not wearing it enough, she's not riding the horse enough. So the size is 14-3. We got that. Snipped at the hem means it's gelded.
Well, why is it? See, it's a woman's blue roan colored dress. This is too much.
Well, that's
this
a good point. I assumed that it was a woman selling it. So you could be right, in which case I don't get what snipped at the hem means. Embellished on two front sides. Embellished on two front sides. Does that mean it has color?
I don't get it. It's too much. It's too hard.
this went too far in the let's get cutesy so I can sell my horse on Facebook. It went too far.
It's too far. Too hard. Because I don't understand. And then the picture is of... They're taking a picture of them riding down a lane, and it's the picture between the horse's ears.
Yeah.
So you can't even see the damn horse.
Yeah, but we know it has ears. You know, we
do. It has ears. It snipped to him, obviously. So
we know it has ears. Faye sent this one in. This is just, you won't know what you're buying after this one either.
Oh, my God.
North Alabama horses. Very short. I have 3 hours, HOURS, for sale. Thy are very good hours, 14, 12, and 11 years old. They're selling hours.
Yeah, and look at the picture. So there's three chestnuts in a field far away, and they're all standing right next to each other, and you can't actually see the back end of one or the front end of the other, and I don't know where the hell the third one is. This is a big hot mess.
But I will say... The grass is mowed.
That's because they're starving to death and they're eating it all. It's not mowed. It's chewed down.
Usually we see these and they're running around in tires and old equipment and, you know, the grass is up to their heads, but not this one. Mm, perfectly amazing. Manicured.
Tabitha sent the next one in for Yo Paint Gelding in Alabama, $750. This is a Craigslist ad, and we all know the format for that. There's no punctuation. Not a whole lot of spaces either. Buckshot is a 14-hand quarter horse, stands good for farrier, all one word, walk across logs. Walk across logs. Traffic broke good, family, horse, or kids, horse, or for friends visiting.
All for $750 for a 4-year-old paint gelding? This is a scam.
No, it's read between the lines. You gonna die. Oh. Put your friends on it. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Margaret sent this one in. Oh, God, here we go again. This one has way too much punctuation. Exact opposite of all the other ads we've had today. Price to sell, period. 13 years old, period. I have mare, period. She does all groundwork, period. You can lunge her, period. Run with her, period. She does come to very good stops, so you don't have to worry about her stepping on you. Well, that's good. What? I'm glad to hear that. We can ride ATVs around her, comma. Oh, there's a comma. She will not run or try to buck, period. She is okay with dogs, period, but is a little afraid of guns, period. Aren't we all?
Oh, God.
She will come to you without a problem, period. If you are walking, period, she will follow you without a halter, period. I think she is 14 or 15 feet tall.
Oh, my God.
That's a tall one. I don't want her running into me. I'm glad she stops before she steps on me. It literally
14 or 15 feet tall. I mean, because they've even got the little foot symbol there.
Oh, that means it's double that. My daughter now wants to do motocross instead. Oh, there we go. So was this dad or mom that wrote this, do you think? with all the periods? Dad.
I don't know.
It could be dad, and that's why we got 14 or 15 feet tall.
I don't know. That's a mess. That's a mess.
Do you hear that noise? That's my printer going crazy. It does this once a week. I don't know.
Why?
It thinks it has to reset or whatever, and it just goes nuts.
I was wondering why you were printing things during the show.
I just unplugged it. It just does it once a week, sometimes in the middle of the night, and that'll wake you up.
Do you want me to do the last one?
Oh, I didn't even see there was one more. Yes.
There's one more. Dave sent this one in.
Hold on. Let me shut up my printer.
Was it like just resetting? Like it just like runs? Does it print anything?
Once a week. No, it doesn't print anything. It just like I haven't run it enough and it gets mad at me or something.
Because I think Jennifer's printing during the show. Tell her to stop. That's enough. Dave sent this one in. It's a picture of a like some sort of, is that a bay or buckskin or dun? I don't know. It's mud colored and it's standing in a lot of mud. Okay. Yeah. Quarter gelding suite with potential $2,000. That's all one line. No punctuation. 3 year old bay gelding. It looks like it says Old Bay Gelding.
It does.
Three year. Old Bay Gelding has coggins and front shoes. On he rides calm, needs fishin', out no buck. He will sells with a knot on his head and a cut on his right knee. He came that way when I got him, and he's been sound, but no guarantees.
Oh God. This is so many red flags. I don't own enough red flags for this one. Oh God. Run. Not the horse, you. Run.
No. You gonna die.
This horse isn't running anywhere. Oh God. Has a cut in its head and it came with that. So
they've had him 4 days. They've had him 4 hours.
And they discovered that he's lame, and now we want to get rid of him for $2,000.
This is really no soul. I don't know where it is.
Calm down.
I can't go save it.
Take a
breath.
There's
no Dave. Send me a message. Let me know where this horse is. I need to save him.
He has an unhealable cut on his head.
I don't know how to spell guarantees, but it sure ain't that way.
No. That's because really there wasn't any. There wasn't any guarantees.
No guarantees.
No guarantees. All right. That's it for today. Thank you, everybody, for sending in your ads. You can send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com, and we'll try and get them in next week.
While we are doing the show, I went on our Amazon page, amazon.com/shop/horsesinthemorning, and then I ordered a giant spray bottle of de-skunking stuff.
Yeah.
We should have a commission for the $30 of skunk spray that I just bought.
I know what you're. And on that note, auditors, we will not be doing a post show because round two or three of washing is coming shortly.
It's still going. I got to go burn my comforter. I actually need to go shop for a new comforter, actually. Yeah.
You guys are going to freeze.
That's why you don't spend a lot of money on crap when you own a farm.
And have dogs or kids.
Yeah.
Either one. All right, everybody. You have a great, safe weekend.
All right. Spay, neuter, geld.